Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric.
1 more time for the people at the back. Yes, yes, yes. Dancing with the Stars final was on Sunday. It was an epic show. And I will speak to Jason and Karen in just a second, but I have got more royalty in studio. Arthur Grouillon is here!
Oh my God, I love how you say royalty. I love this.
Did you hear what happened on the show earlier? You probably didn't listen. Okay, so we were talking about the inventor of karaoke died. Okay, 100 years of age. Good out of life, right? Now, it was invented in Japan.
Okay.
And we started talking about karaoke.
Okay.
And I had a caller on the line who was listening. And she came on and her name was Miss Lorraine Barry.
Stop. No, you're lying.
I'm not. I gave you a clip.
Not our Lorraine Barry.
Our Lorraine Barry. And she said she not only did karaoke in Japan. She, by the way, she's been everywhere. But she also sang for me in Japanese.
Stop.
Is there no end to that woman's talent?
No, she's very talented. I have to give her that.
And she,
I have to give her that.
She just throws it out. All these little surprises.
But that's the thing. The only thing you know about her is dancing. But we all have backgrounds, you know. You don't really go into the backgrounds. So she, you know, I think she speaks 4 languages.
Mm-hmm.
She's been all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not surprised she was singing in Japanese.
Yeah, I'm going to get you clips so you can have a listen. You kept banging on. This was your favorite season.
The best season I've ever worked with. I mean, I only done 3 seasons, but honestly, Jen, this season was incredible. Even the final, it was so hard to choose who's going to win. I swear to God, it was the hardest. I was sitting there, I was like, who's going to win? They're all winners to me. Who's going to win? It's unpredictable.
You're an emotional guy, I would say.
Oh, I am.
You are. Things get you, especially dance. Obviously, that's your love. That's your thing.
Yeah.
And you were quite emotional after the winning dance, let's call it, Karen and Jason's dance.
True.
It was incredible.
I think the way they actually performed that dance, plus Karen, my God, she killed me with blindfolding her eyes. As soon as she did that, I was like, are you serious? This is going to be epic. Straight away, I was like, this is going to be epic. And once they start dancing, the song, Michael Bolton. I couldn't breathe. And I was like, how am I going to talk? Thank God I was the last one to talk. I think Brian started and then Lorraine and then me. I was like, thank God. Because if you came to me, you would have never had any words from my mouth.
Let's talk about Blue and Simone as well, because they, surprisingly, not that I was surprised, but they were quite sad to be leaving each other. They became little pals, didn't they?
They became such a good pals. I was actually talking to Simone and I said, my God, for an Italian guy, I mean, you're married to an Italian. For an Italian guy, you're so calm and so, you know, blasé about everything. She's like, because I had the best partner and Blue is a perfectionist. She wants to learn. She wants to succeed in life. She wants to do so many incredible things. And they were such a great partner. And they were so cool with together.
Yeah, and she's a workaholic. She left the rap party. She was still there, I think, about 2 a.m. And then I think she was on a flight to London and then had a gig in London with Davina McCall.
I know.
Incredible.
You see, showbiz, you have to keep
going.
You gotta keep going, baby.
I'm gonna get to that in a second. What was the best dance? What dances stood out for you? Apart from Karen and Jason, we're not going to give her any more of a big head. She's sitting outside there, Karen. What other dances stood out for you?
Well, I have to say, David. The jive.
And Simone.
Like I said, David and Simone.
And Salome, we all do it.
David and Salome. That jive, honestly, like I said, I think I said it should be engraved in Dancing with the Stars history. No one dance, but 2 dances in one performance. It was just incredible. And when he was jumping, it was like walking in the air.
Mm.
He was so light on his feet. It was just incredible. He was into the character. You know, when you're watching in the beginning, the way he started, the facial expressions. I feel like I was watching a movie teaser. Like,
it was incredible.
That'll be very memorable.
A moment on the final. It was a moment. Your husband.
What did you do? Blink and you miss him?
He brings the entertainment.
Oh my God. He literally, him and Bernard stood there, damn on the drums.
Yeah.
And then they were right next to me on the left. I mean, what are you guys doing?
Is it weird having him there in your workspace?
Because we don't really, we do things together, but not that. And then watching him dance, dance in brackets.
Inverted
commas. So he actually walked in. I was like, seriously, you've been practicing for a week, 2 weeks. Keep showing it, even though Blake actually loved it. Blake was loving it when he was doing all the steps. And then he just walked in, ta-da. I was like, no, I can't take you seriously. This is nada. But you know what? It was great to have everybody back. You know, all the celebrities from previous years. Some of the years I wasn't working on, so like Ryan and Lottie. But no, it was amazing to see him doing. But
it's great to see him back. Great to see him back. It was great to have him. Okay, I have a clip of Lorraine singing. You want to hear it?
Okay, please go.
Okay,
my
here
God.
We go.
Cocorono, hey. Soco madre.
Yes.
Chiviere yona. Poi kia setsunai. Sasayaki dakara. That's it.
It was a moment. It was a moment.
Oh my God.
I know.
I thought you were joking.
No.
Oh my God. No. Then again, you know, Bodrum is huge there. So probably they were always in karaoke, doing karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah. She like loves it.
Oh my
and,
God.
And the woman can sing. I was flat. It didn't surprise me.
This is hysterical.
Yeah, I know. We have to talk about another huge star that came out of this season. Your hair. I'm sorry, it's a vibe.
Oh my
it, like, God. You, we need to talk about it. I get texts in going, how often does he wash it? Like, what does he do with it?
Okay, the truth.
Let's talk about your hair.
Firstly, I just want to say big applause, big kudos to Sheen. And you know, Sheen
best
is
girl.
Golden hands. The way she does all that with my hair, it's incredible. I mean, my hair is natural because lots of people think there's the extensions. I swear, I had actually a lovely lady came to me in the store and said, I love you so much, but is that your real hair? I mean, yes, madam, is my. And she said, do you mind if I touch it? And she literally went and tapped my hair.
She said, she's checking for stenos.
Just to make sure it's my hair. It's my hair. And everybody going to be shocked here when I say what I'm going to say. I wash my hair with soap.
No.
Yeah. I'm old school Armenian. I like old, like my grandma used to grab my hair, my head, and sop it up. Sop. So I wash my hair with soap.
Which is odd because it's so curly. And you think if it's curly, it's going to be a little bit dry. Does the soap not dry out your hair? No.
No, it doesn't. No. Obviously, you put conditioner a little bit.
Okay, you do a little bit of conditioner.
But
I
do wash my hair with soap. And first time I said to Shin, she really had a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm flabbergasted by that. I'm shocked. I cannot believe you wash your hair with soap. Congratulations. You're going to be a dad. Again.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, everybody's saying 2 under 2, double trouble. I'm like, no, don't say that to me, but we're excited. So, so excited.
Does Blake know what's happening?
No.
No.
I was saying when we announced the first day when I wasn't ranting, I was nervous, obviously. It was Saturday morning. She was having her breakfast, blase, what's happening in the world, just like that.
Another queen.
La, la, la. Yeah, literally like,
she's
so
amazing.
Fingers crossed. Mm. Fingers crossed that's going to be nice.
Yeah, she rules the roost, doesn't she? She's the boss.
She's the boss lady.
She dresses like royalty. I mean, she is incredible.
She loves it. Do you know what? The day she says no, I don't want to be dressed this way. It will break my heart.
She was there on Saturday for the rehearsals we saw, and she met everybody and seemed to be absolutely loving it. Is there signs there for a love of showbiz for her, do you think? Like, what do you reckon?
Well, first of all, I don't want her to be a dancer.
Why?
It's hard job.
Yes,
listen,
okay.
I've been privileged. I've been amazing in my life, what I've done as a dancer. But it's a tough world to be a dancer. Listen, I'll be supporting her whatever she wants to do in life, as long as she's happy, healthy. I know every parent wants their kids to do well. I want her to do well, whatever she decides to do.
I would love to see her be mad into the GAA. Right?
I'm actually going to jump over this desk. You and Brian Redmond.
I would
Redmond.
Love to see
no,
you.
Don't do this to me.
Brian Daring on the sideline. Not having a breeze, what's going on? I have to be dragging her to matches. That will.
She knows
be
say
hilarious.
That. All the Rotangin, you know, the sister-in-laws are like, oh my God, we're going to get a jersey. It's like, guys, why are you doing this to me? And she does love, actually, the ball. She's running after the ball, ball kicking, throwing. Jennifer Zambrilli, thanks for that.
See that. It feels a bit weird for it all to be over. It feels, for me, I was saying it to the lads, it feels, for me, quiet.
Very quiet. I describe like a bubble. It's like when you're on tour, when you finish the tour after 6, 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is, the bubble bursts and you're back to reality. Now, every weekend, what are we going to do? Well, if we're going to have time, we can plan something different. But it's true. You're living in a bubble, whatever job you do for. I mean, you're doing this every morning. You know this is your schedule. You know what's going on. But when you do Dancing with the Stars or any other shows, it's living in a bubble. That's how I describe to everybody. Once it's burst, you have to go back to reality. You can't get upset. I know it's sad. But you can't get upset because life's carry on. Life's not going to stay and they're saying, you know what, you're sad, but we're going to wait for you. No, nobody's waiting for you. So my policy is like, it's finished.
What's next?
Next, There's a project coming. I can't tell you, but I'm so
Give
excited.
Give us a little clue.
No, listen, we're working on things, but whoa, I don't like jinxing it okay. until it's
There's
happening.
There's a project coming. Are we going to hear you, see you?
Both.
Feel you.
everything is safe pretty
okay,
much.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. Okay. Listen, until I'm on that tour bus, I don't believe anything.
Okay,
so yeah, we're
you.
Going. We're
okay.
going for it.
We're
yeah.
going. So,
I mean, baby's the biggest thing right now, you know, bring on summer. So that's going to be a huge thing in our lives. Going to change completely. But we're going to London this weekend. It's the first weekend in 3 months. We can do something. So we're going to London. We're going to enjoy, you know, so... Yeah, there's a few good things are coming.
Well, listen, thank you so much. You are a workhorse, and that's why you're even here on what should be a day off. Arthur Grulion, and no doubt we'll be chatting again. Loved working with you on the show.
Always a pleasure.
Your hair, I can't wait. If we get another season, we can't wait to see what happens.
I think it's going to be longer, but I have a little secret. Do you know what? I was going to chop it off for final.
No!
I was going to show, but everybody said, no. You do, you're dead.
Yes, you can't. Yeah. You can't do this. I think we're all just trying to get over the fact that you wash your hair with them. It's so thanks, Arthur.
With the stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Steal the show with Ioniq 5 All Electric. Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.